Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio. This is our live show. Don't forget you can check us out 24/7, 365 at monstersradio.com. You can check out archives from our live show. You can check out all kinds of things. Find out more about me, my music, featured artists. There's videos over there. We're going to have a lot of new stuff coming up over there, like contact. There's even people you can connect with to get beats from. You dig? I'm just saying, monstersradio.com. That's the hub where you can find everything. So, all right, this is our live show. It is interactive. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of it's either at Monstrous Radio or DJ E Monster. So, all right, make that happen. So, hey, it's Friday night, y'all. I know some of y'all getting y'all shit together. Some of y'all already out, you drinking motherfuckers. It is what it is. But I'm going to spend some music to get y'all ready for the weekend, you dig? I want to know where the party's at, so that's what I want to know, you dig? So hit me up. Coming up just a little bit later, you can either leave it in the chat room, comments, or whatever you want to do. Let me know where's the party at this weekend. It's big and popping at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're into that, if you know anything about it, make it do what it do. Make sure you get out, take your kids out there. It's a great family place to go to. There's not a lot of that drama and all that other stuff because everybody's there to have fun. So that's one thing to do this weekend. What have you got going on? Hit me up just a little bit. But for now, we're going to get this weekend going, player. So check it out. This right here is, I think this guy's name is Cooley. I'm not for sure, but this is tracks called Guidance. I be telling y'all, we got hip-hop, R&B, pop, and reggae-influenced music around here. Get in. So check it out. This right here is Cooley. It's called Guidance. Starting off Monsters Radio Friday Night Live starts right about...
No. Yeah. You might not like this. Granddad from Trenchtown, I had to write this. And to the critics, I don't care if it's a hit or miss. Okay, okay, back smoking my flip, and I'm back all of my grind. Need no backup, if you act up, you get smacked up on time. I be all about people, these cold streets make a real beast. Wanna unleash, no grass jungle, this concrete. R.I.P. to Stack V, brothers die like every day. Single mothers get underpaid, while the big heads count all the cash. Sipping Hennessy under the shade. Damn, I feel like sometimes I should disappear or fade away. No jump shot, block so hot, I wonder who got locked up today. Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. We the majority, never been a minority. Sorrow covered the city committee, seek to destroy a king. My crown long, 24K strong, 40 nights that I prayed, 40 brothers in graves. Holy hell, the cross I bear, forgive me, Lord. Okay, then I'm there. All about that move, all about that mic, everything. everything I'm about.
Everything I'm about.
You ain't about that lie.
Living
some serial killer, my nigga. These niggas is real, no millions and millions. Many have tried to kill me, but I am protected. So really, you niggas should fear me. I do not care about none of your scares, cause I am willing and fully prepared. I am a boss, so you took a loss, because my committee is fully aware. This one.
Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. Mister, this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. Mister, this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy.
Yeah. Monstrous Radio Live. Friday Night Live. Getting it in. You hear?
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks. Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there. Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
All right, well, let's go ahead and turn it up. I got upcoming artists coming up right after this. They gonna be bumping this in the club tonight. This one gets them going for sure.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truths for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
Like, yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past like friends, rewind. To see that ass one more time. I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All bad money, no slow bucks. No one can control us.
Yeah, my city. Tell me what you see. Is it money or it's me? I smoke 20, smell the weed. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my niggas everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some. Don't you niggas play dumb? You know where we came from. And you don't want sauce, no A1.
Fine, made me
wanna make a monster, ain't nothing like them bimbos. If you like it, we could swerve, we could light and stain a purple and pluck it out the window. We could play and press rewind, got us singing every time. Take a high note for me, girlfriend. Got my city looking rude, I ain't Diddy, I ain't Loon, but I think I need a girlfriend. She's feeling great as I'm talking to her. She a Remy girl, so I'm going to pursue her. I brought a lot of loud, lot of Rem to sip on. $1,000 when I get my tip on, I'm off her. Asked her if a fatty real, she said I saw her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Oh my.
Yes, they trying to get me to play some slow, lovey dovey shit. It's Friday night. I'm trying to turn up right now. You just better relax and let me do my motherfucking thing, you dig? Up next, we got UG. This is called For Me featuring Louis P. I'm just saying, Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live. I'm ready to kick it. I got my grown man. I got me some water. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm ready to go. What is your ass doing tonight? Hello?
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down,
stay down.
The boss of a man in my bed calls to stay round. Being violent,
yeah.
All of my head sucking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots in, puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm leaving so in the box.
Yeah.
For me, for me.
Yeah.
For me, for me.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm gon' buck wild. The whole squad's about to turn up. And everybody's smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Jock. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's going down. Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas, I'm going wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the bar, riding on the two wheels with my nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, feel that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct the nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd's like I got him in a trance, you know, the hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh, easing up a skirt. No panties on, shawty, wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get up in it. So sorry, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first impression is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it. Pussy getting burnt. Bang, 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 bang. Make the pussy trip. Check the juices at La Mama. Did a nigga dip. Tonight is still young. I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss. Boo, don't strip.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss of a man in my bed calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my head sucking on this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing on this.
Yeah. Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm living in the bottom.
Turn up for me. Turn
up for me.
Yeah.
Turn up for me.
Yeah.
Turn up for me.
You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of your hoes right now.
Okay.
Crush your motherfuckers on sight like wow.
I see.
You can stay jumping with that juicy sound.
Yeah.
I feel a nigga got the right to be cocked.
Got that right.
Off top, can't nobody here stop me. Sometimes it pays to have a hard head when the world throws blows. I'm rocking. I see you niggas didn't pick it up. I mean, I got a strong line for the BS, bruh. Cause you can never keep a good man down. That's a fact. What you think we got the world on our souls for?
Yeah.
And at the same time, still living up.
Living
and if you
up.
Slicker on deck, gotta drink it up.
Up.
My intuition is pointing me to the bitches, bruh. The endless possibilities so turn it up. I'm on my worst behavior. Cause hell no, motherfuckers never loved us. Starting March 5th in the middle with a dance club. Like we on a mission from tearing the club up. It's like a nigga stay charged like a battery. The way I'm feeling right now, think you can handle me. I done took way too many shots to become. Turning down's not a motherfucking option. See, some niggas will never learn to be civilized. That's why they acting like bitches giving them evil eyes. Hating on the next nigga getting paper rides. That's the kind of shit to kill a motherfucking vibe. But enough of that shit. It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Let it be.
Now put your damn drinks in the air.
Put it on.
And just turn up for me.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head sucking on this shit. Three shots still puffing on this pip. Top of the drum, I'm leaving in the bottom dancing.
Turn up for me.
Turn up for me.
Bottles on bottles, they suspect it's a rap. 10 times in the club and they all on my lap. Smoking out loud so I know they can hear it. Niggas hanging, I be like a girl's good dog. I had her coming like here, bitch. Can we drinking like fish? Smoking like a hippie. Them cops looking for a nigga, they can't get me. And from my brother DJ, I know that it's nothing, you'll be out in a jiffy. Till then, I'ma get rich, I'm not trying like 50. And for now, I'ma take a shot for ya. Oh, I think I just went over my limit. Is that a blunt? Let me hit it. I'm a nigga hesitant. Cocaine in my brain. Man, I'm telling she ain't winning. And we grinning at women, their boyfriends tripping. And we pull up back to the club. Like, baby, get it? And we brought it back to the crib. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. Bitches.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head sucking on this shit. 3 shots been puffing on this pip. Top of the drum, I'm leaving in the bottom dance.
Turn up for me.
Right here on Monsters Radio, our live show, Friday Night Live. You can catch that on iTunes, pretty much anywhere. That's off his album, available for sale, Do I Have Your Attention? It is, so make sure y'all go cop that. We got Jay Dirty on the line, so, hey, I definitely got to help spin this next track to go in here and see what my guys got going on, see what's popping off in Georgia this weekend. So, all right, y'all, stick with us. I open up the lines after this. If you're going to call me up, because I know a lot of y'all just listen on y'all computer, now's the time to do it. 424-243-9649. Remember, the best way to listen is to the music is on your speakerphone, but you got to take it off your speakerphone when you call in. So that's what it do. So, all right, check it out. This is T. Wayne. You know E. Monster got all the hot remixes. This is his remix right here on Monsters Radio. I am your new favorite DJ because I beat the old DJ up.
I'm in a bit lit like a motherfucking torch. And I don't want it if it ain't sitting like a horse. I be ballin' like score. I'm sippin' lean and I can feel it in my body. I'ma fall up on them like I'm Ricky Bobby. I swear that I don't want your girl if she ain't cocky. I ain't got no kids, but she still call me Poppy. I got attitude, I got gratitude. And like my mixtape, I got your girl coming soon. I've been throwed off since I came out of the womb. My flow 10 times sooner than the month of June. But you can have it, baby. I got them going crazy. New paper flow, I'm getting paper on a daily. And I just got a plaque, so I know they hate me. But guess what?
First, let me hop out the motherfucking purse. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking purse.
First, let me hop out the all-white turbo. My Benz all red like a glass of the Merlot. Wax on the joint, make the motherfucker burn slow. Every day I wake up, I was 25 pre-roll. Tint at the windows, I bump up Giottos, I feel like the shit. Feet back low, real nigga shit. My 9-11 left the Panamera. Yo, Carrera in my rear view mirror. 200 bands, you could drive one of these. Gangsters and strippers, no yeet. Pull up on your girl, bet she gon' hop in. Turn up the music, got it bobbing. Whoa. All in a piece. Better shit is not a lease. Dollar son of beast. Sounding like centipede. Bombay and Hennessy. That's all my niggas drink. I tell her.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking purse. First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all black panties. Touchdown on the neck just like man. Middle finger up to the nigga, can't stand me. Travel up to your big, get a milk grammy. Look at them, look at that wrist. Look at the rims on that bitch. Just hopped out the Porsche. Look at the paint on that bitch. I'm just draining these hoes like a faucet. I'm just hanging these niggas in my closet. Stacking up the money like government cheese. 10 bands on some fresh new Louis. Spending up the money like it came from O.C. Porsche Cayenne, I done bought my girl 3. Putting that ass on me like a horse. Turned around and said, nigga, you can't afford me. I look right back at her and I said, talk.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking
crazy.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop
with me. Hit me up 424-243-9649. We want to know what you got going on this weekend. I guess if I got to come up with something to talk about, you dig? If y'all don't know, these topics I'll be talking about be like real life shit. They're really topics just to stimulate your mind, trying to get to see what other people are on. You know what I mean? There is no right or wrong answer to these topics. You know what I mean? It's just to stimulate conversation. You dig? So how do you deal with an ugly drunk? Y'all know what an ugly drunk is. A motherfucker that has one too many motherfucking drinks. Now, he want to fight everybody. He want to act a fool in the motherfucker. He want to get upset, start crying, and want to get emotional and tear up the motherfucking party. Everybody trying to party and kick it. And every time your ass get drunk, you get ugly as a motherfucker. So how do you deal with an ugly drunk? That's what we're talking about tonight. So hit me up, 424-243-9649. I'm going to say it slow. For those of you that caught the little short school bus, you used to have to wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window. 424-423-9649. That's the motherfucking number. Call us up. But you better be monsters. Don't call in. How you doing? I'll get your ass. So, all right, let's see what's going on, y'all. I'm going to go over and check in with Jay Dirty, see what he got going on tonight on this Friday Night Live. What's good, Georgia representative in the building? What's good, bro?
What's happening?
Shit, nothing much. Sitting over here enjoying my motherfucking self. You did. You ever just have a party like
oh, really?
Motherfucking self?
Every motherfucking night, dog. Bro, every goddamn night I be solo with a cup and a smoke. You know what I'm talking about? Every night. I don't party with people. You know what I'm talking about?
Rise. Best in company to enjoy is your motherfucking self. I'm just saying. Hello.
Damn right. Hello.
So, you seen on any social medias, you seen anything that might be going down in the Georgia, you know what I mean, in the state of Georgia, whether it be from Atlanta to Hinesville? Some of y'all are like, you know where Hinesville is? Yes, I know about Hinesville, motherfucker.
Everybody be naming all these damn towns around Georgia that I don't be at, dog. God damn, my town's a little skid mark on the map. Boy, god damn, dog. Don't nobody know where the
Hinesville.
Fuck I see that. Hinesville, like 45 minutes, 4 hours away from me. I'm in Claxton, Georgia. I'm in the boondocks, man.
Yeah, I ain't heard of Claxton, Georgia. Okay, I probably passed through that motherfucker, went through and was right out before I even knew it.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. That happens.
So what y'all do down there, bro? Y'all got bars, clubs, what's up?
Yeah, I mean we got like two or three little funky ass damn clubs around this bitch though, but you got to have a damn pistol just to go there, so I don't go there.
Right. Ain't nothing
simple
like,
and plain,
nothing,
bro.
Right, ain't nothing like drinking around another bunch of motherfuckers with pistols. You dig? I'm just saying somebody gonna be an ugly drunk.
Exactly, dog, because, you know, there's a lot of ignorant motherfuckers out here that can't hold their damn liquor, dog. And then when you go to the club, bro, yeah, you know, you got a bunch of these little hot-ass women around there, you know, and alcohol mixed with ignorance, mixed with good pussy love around. That's a death wish waiting to happen.
Yes, it
is. Come on, man.
Oh, real talk. Oh, my Lord, yeah.
That's
hurt
my damn feelings, though, dog, because I want to go to the damn clubs and shit. I like the club vibe, but I can't go. It's fucking depressing, man. I want to go in that bitch and fall off and chill in the club and all that, but I can't do it. It's just depressing, though. I want to, but I can't. Ain't that a
right.
bitch?
I feel you, dog. I feel you. Matter of fact, here's an instance, and people out there, even if there's house parties you know about, hit me up. I ain't going, but still hit me up. Let the world know about it. You dig? A big thing here in the Twin Cities is after parties. You dig? Everybody's trying to find an after party. Ain't nobody trying to go home because the clubs close here early. The clubs here, I mean, they just start closing at 2. Before they used to close at 1. You know, you go to some states, the clubs seem like they just don't close. You dig? So ain't nobody trying to go home. So everybody's trying to find after parties. So I used to have after parties. That's really where I started DJing. I'm an after party DJ. You dig?
Really?
But I had that. I started doing it, but I had to have a private only members list. You dig? Now, my house will be filled out, but it'll be just close friends, family, so on and so forth. So, if anybody, you can get drunk, flat drunk if you want to. Don't worry about it. You can stay here till the morning. You dig? I don't want nobody getting no DUIs, getting no accidents because you came from my party. That's not the vibe I want. You dig? But you can get drunk as you want to get. Ain't nobody going to do nothing but roll your ass over in the corner. You dig? And put something on you and tell people don't fuck with that. That's all. Put a box on your ass and be like, don't fuck with that. There's somebody under there drunk. But, yeah, that's ain't nothing like trying to go out somewhere and motherfuckers is crazy, especially now in today's age with, and don't get me twisted, I have one, a concealed and carry, you dig, which means you can go where you want to with a pistol. Now, usually here you can't get into the bar with them, you dig? But still, parking lot pimping. Everybody drunk, outside, whatever. This is why also I leave the club early. Now, this is why I call the CCs, the conceal and carry, a motherfucking Wild Wild West weapon. Because once one motherfucker pull his pistol, whether he legal or not, everybody with that conceal and carry is now reaching for their pistol. You dig? that's why it's wild, wild west. One motherfucker let off every. Who's shooting at who? I don't know you. I don't know you. You don't know me. You drunk. I'm drunk. Wild, wild west. All over. It is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it's like what the fuck is the point of that? Yeah, like, what the fuck is the point of all that? Like, I don't, why you can't, what the fuck ever happened to motherfuckers that had some goddamn sense that just went out and had a good fucking time? It's like, everybody's
right.
So goddamn gorilla, everybody's so damn gorilla-fied now, you can't even go the fuck out and have no goddamn fun no more unless you ready to die or you want to kill some goddamn body, because you already know that what it's going to end up at. And me being ignorant in my damn human state some damn times, I'm dumb enough to sit there and let a motherfucker shoot me because I'm not running. And I'm not proud of that. I'm trying to fix that. That is one of my ignorant streaks. I'm trying to fix that my damn self. So I don't put myself in that position because I'm just that damn ignorant to let a motherfucker take me out this bitch. Well, that's why I don't put myself
right.
in the damn bed. Yeah, this is, I
right.
got sense, man. I'm ignorant some damn times, but damn it, I got sense most of the time.
Yeah.
So I don't do
I feel it,
man.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, I mean, what other things people can do to go out? I don't know about in Georgia too. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's all over Georgia. I don't know about in I ain't even finna fuck up your city name, but the city you live in. You know, things people can do. You know, y'all can go to the drive-in. You dig? Single people go to drive-in too. It'd be like 4 or 5 girls in the car. You dig? That's a place you can go. Well, I don't know. Listen, you still might get into some trouble. It is what it is. So, party people, why the fuck do people go out and cause trouble? I'm just saying, when I go out, I'm trying to fuck. I ain't trying to buck. You dig? I didn't come out here in this nice-ass outfit to get somebody else's blood all over it while I bust your ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. What the fuck?
For real, bro. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no. Yeah, but see, down here, though, bro, like, where we live at, though, it's country down here. So when we can't go to clubs down here, you know what we do? We go have fucking field part. We go have damn field parties in the field, dog. Everybody come out in a big old open goddamn field. We light a bonfire up, dog, and pop the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
We got the music banging.
Right.
Ain't no damn cops around. Ain't no goddamn cops around, bro. And we on my damn homeboy's property, and he got about 30 goddamn guns. He collect guns, so ain't nobody finna come out that bitch tripping at all. I love my I'm gonna tell you that, bro. Hey, that's my redneck partner. That motherfucker will bust your ass if you come on his damn property with the foolishness. I'm just saying, dog. But he worked hard. He a good dude. But that's what we do, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what me and my partners do, dog. We go have a field party at my damn partner's field because we don't go out in public, man. It's too many fuck ass people around that bitch. So we go have a little small gathering out there. We're going to talk about it. We go home safe. We're going to talk about it. Ain't no problem. We go home with a little buzz, go to sleep, and, hey, we live another day.
Right, right. So, yeah, you go out there, not tonight. You ain't going to ask no fool. Not tonight. It is.
Not tonight.
Yeah, I hear they do that, but it's more like of a barn party. You know what I mean? It'd be like somebody way out somewhere that like hip-hop, you know what I mean, that ain't got no, you know, that bullshit instinct, you know what I mean, that invites anybody. Let anybody come out. Whatever, whatnot. They usually last about a good 2 or 3 months, and then the police end up shutting it down. But yeah, out here they do them in like bombs, and it be the bomb.
Oh, really?
If you ain't never been to
really?
A bar party, god damn, you ain't partied yet.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying.
Straight up. Well, they don't know about that, boy. They don't know about how the Midwest and the South get down, boy. They don't know how the fuck we do it. We cuss. They don't know how to. They don't know how the Midwest and the South do it, pimp. But they don't know.
And you want to hear something funny? And usually there's a big relation. Like a lot of people, they don't understand it. There's a big relation between whether it be even on the West Coast with up north, say it be Chicago, Minnesota, Wisconsin. You go back a couple grandfathers, grandmothers back, and usually the people up here are from the South. You dig? It's just usually their grandparents.
Yeah.
Like my grandfather was from Texas. You know what I mean? He came up here. You know what I mean? Met my grandmother. So, you know, a lot of people migrate from down there up here. So a lot of things from down there be up here. It's just that, you know, in Minnesota, they scared of seasonings. I don't know why. You know, if I find one motherfucking real soul food place, and it's either in Minneapolis or St. Paul, you might find one way out somewhere, but they don't use no seasonings. I'm just saying, they be so into, I don't even know how to call it, bro. A lot of motherfucking Minnesota's laughing right now, going, he's right. Yeah, they don't use much seasoning here. So usually
That's a sin. Well, that's a sin, man. What the fuck really going on today?
Right. Let's put it like this, bro. In Minnesota, we got one Waffle House, and it's way the fuck out in Truckerville. You dig? Your brothers don't go out that far.
Damn,
we got one fucking Waffle House, and it's way out in Truckerville. I'm pissed off.
Damn. Already, boy. God damn, though. But see, down here in the South, though, dog, we know how to cook our goddamn self. So we have a damn field party, bro. Somebody bring a grill out there. We get some damn ribs, some hot dogs and burgers and all that. But we cook them up our damn self. We don't need no restaurant down here. We know how to grill our own shit around this motherfucker. We get it in. And we bringing all the damn seasoning. Damn that. No, so much.
That's what's up. So, all right, bro, hey, I'm going to slap two tracks in right quick. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more, see if we can get some more people on the line. I'm surprised Cali girl ain't here. She's probably mad. My bag about the show yesterday, as y'all know, if you know anything about the show, if the show wasn't loaded, then I just didn't have time to do it. But I know a lot of people seen the show was loaded. I got a lot of inboxes done about where the fuck is you at. I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep. I ate a big ass meal and I tried to set my alarm. That motherfucker did not help me. You dig? I woke up, the show was over, and the Vikings was getting their ass whooped. So it was
it's
not
okay.
A good
I understand, I understand, bro. A good meal is just like getting some good head. You're going to be dead for about a good 4 hours, probably. You know, something like that. You're going to be dead for about 4.5 hours. For real.
Well, I'm sorry. So, all right, y'all, check it out. This right here is Scandalous. This is called Boss Shit, because that's what I was on yesterday. I was eating like a boss.
Boss. Hey, bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. I'm Trent Steele. They acting like I lost it. You know how I run. In the hood, they ain't good. Everywhere that I go. Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Trent Steele. They acting like I lost it. You know how I run. In the hood, they ain't good. That's cause I'm a boss, killers all around me, please approach with caution, never see me deep as hell, but I be on that boss shit, that dread head, killer nigga, drill it like sergeant, red dot on his head, bam, hit that target, this is a no flex zone, don't come around here flaunting, they ain't trying to stop no crime like Batman, they be robbing, yeah, I am the shit, and I really with the shit, I got bitches talking sleepy cause they niggas and some tricks, I just want the bread. I ain't trying to be a chick. Are you fighting over dick? You can miss me with that shit, little bitch. I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Trent Steele. They acting like I lost it. You know how I run. In the hood, they ain't good. Everywhere that I go. Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Trent Steele. They acting like I lost it. If I ain't getting what I want, then I'm hard to deal with. No deal. Same brand, same hustle, same chick, I never switch. Same nigga, same bitches, same hood, same quick. Yep, it's real as it gets. See no talking when it's beat. Set him up with a bad bitch, that'll sweep him off his feet. Yeah, let him think it's sweet. Get him in between the sheets. Grab the pistol from the pillow. Come on, kiss him on his cheek. Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Trent Steele. They acting like I'm
243-9649 is going down. right now. E-Monster, J Dirty, Blog Talk Radio. Ooh-wee, baby. So that's what it do. So, all right, y'all, I went to the state fair today. For those of you, some of y'all already know because we are friends on Facebook. I had a good time, but it was hot as a motherfucker out there today, J Dirty. I swear, bro. They sell everything
out
there.
I seen you posted, dog. Mm-hmm. You was talking about how it was hotter than 10 Jamaican slap boxing in the elevator, bro. I seen the post. I know it was hot out there, bro. All right.
Oh, shit.
I need Jesus.
I'm gonna pray for you, brother. I'm gonna pray for you.
Thank you, man.
So yeah, bro. They sell everything out there deep fried on a stick. You dig? You get you a Snicker bar out there deep fried and bacon on a stick.
I'm just saying. I seen you said you wanted to get you a damn air conditioner on a stick. That shit fucked me up.
Hell yeah. I was like, shit, where can I buy a deep fried air conditioner on a stick up in Memphis? It was some motherfucker out there. Woo. Boy, even white folks are taking all that shit off. You dig? I'm just saying, God. And, hey, that's a good question because that's something I realized today out there. Because I'm like, you know, what is it? It didn't really make no sense to me. I could be wrong, you dig? But it really didn't make no sense to me when I thought about it. I said, why is it black folks, we supposed to be from Africa, but every time we get out in the sun and get hot, we get cranky as a son bitch. I don't know. It is what it is. It don't make no sense to me. You think when we get out in the sun, we get happy as a motherfucker? No. We get attitude, we get mood, we get cooked, don't step on my toe. You see I got some motherfucking sandals. What the hell's wrong with you? You dig? Because I was out there with a friend, and everything started out so simple. It was so simple in the beginning. Yes, this is this. By the time I got hot and sweated off about 4 pounds, you dig? I was walking to that bitch like, son, bitch, move out of my way. Because, you know, sometimes at the fair, I don't know what it is about people at the fair or at the mall. Look, motherfuckers, it's the same as traffic. One way on the right side, another way on the left side. Don't walk your ass down the left side and you're going against traffic. We'll run your ass over out there. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
So you know what's funny about that?
Huh.
Yeah, cuz when I go in public, dog, and I be at the damn stores or some shit, and I be in the goddamn line, goddamn, when somebody walk in that bitch, bro, yo, I don't fucking move until they say excuse me or either they walk around me. I'm not moving. So that's
right.
It's the same damn thing with me when I'm out in goddamn public, bro. If I'm walking, you either going to break your ass a damn part or move to the left or to the fucking right, bro, or I'm going to say excuse me, and if you don't move, I'm coming right through you. Then you're going to have to beat my fucking ass. Then you're going to have to beat me up. I don't care how big, how gangster. I don't give a damn if you got 2 AKs on you, baby. You're going to have to do all that to me.
There's
respect out here. You got to learn respect, bro. Get the fuck out of the way and let motherfuckers come through. It don't make you soft because you say, excuse me, motherfucker. What the hell wrong with people?
Right. Actually, it makes you stronger. You dig? And, like, what gets me, what really, 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 really gets me, bro, if I'm sitting there either at a clothing store, it usually happens at the grocery store. I'll be sitting there looking at something, and a motherfucker cut right in between you and the aisle, right when you're looking at it, trying to read it. They don't say, excuse me, no nothing. All that laying behind me, and you going to cut in between me and the sweet potatoes? What the fuck's wrong with you? I'm trying to read this shit, see which one of these motherfuckers is really sweet, and you just going to cut in front of me. Okay,
you're right. Yeah, bro. I mean, nowadays, dog, when people go out in damn public, bro, it's like they get fucking brand new or some shit. Dog, it's like they leave their fucking home training at the goddamn house when they go out in public, dog. It's like now they just brand fucking new out here. Like that old saying, excuse me, make you such a pussy. Man, I don't understand the human race. I don't understand the human race no more, dog. Like, I really don't. That's why I guess most of these young kids getting fucked up nowadays. Because they so goddamn stupid. I guess, you know, that's why so many killings and beating ups is going on World Star and shit, because these motherfuckers just goddamn ignorant anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow, yeah. Somewhere in between there, ignorance has become cool. That's 10,000.
For real?
Somewhere, ignorance has become cool. You dig? Like some
you
people say
right,
100.
Though.
If I say 100, I'm just telling you that's the raw truth. You dig? I'm never gonna sugarcoat shit, but when I say it, I'm just making a point saying that's 100, or I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm just making a point that, you know what I mean, this is as truthful as I can get with it. You know what I mean? But I think sometimes, not everybody, but some people like to use the word, I'm going to keep it 100, and then get real disrespectful, like that's really being 100.
Yeah, that's keeping it zero, pimping. Like, these motherfuckers
right.
don't understand. They don't see, when you tell these goddamn, this new generation of motherfuckers, dog, like when you tell these motherfuckers about respect, dog, you know what the fuck, you know what they think respect is? They think it's fear. They don't understand all like fear and respect is two totally different creatures. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Like somebody can fear you, but then they don't like you at motherfucking all. But then somebody got there and respect you. Now they'll die for you. See, that's different. Now they gonna respect your damn presence. But if somebody just if you go out here and just scare motherfucker, that don't keep them from saying you old. Fuck ass boy, when you walk the fuck away, dog, that don't make nobody like you. And then these young boys think that's the way to damn live, because you know, everybody want to be street and hood now. Let me tell you a little goddamn something about the damn hood and shit. Now, it ain't all of it, because I done came up there too, bro. It ain't all of it. But goddamn, 90% of the motherfucking hood, dog, it's all based around ignorance. Now, there's 10% of motherfuckers in the damn hood, dog, that's got some goddamn sense. That's the 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Of motherfuckers in them damn neighborhood that got some goddamn sense, but 90% of them motherfuckers are just straight up ignorant. And now, that, you know, people don't like me saying that shit, but motherfucker, I can speak on it. Damn it, I came from this situation, and I'm one of them motherfuckers
right.
that had some goddamn sense. You know, somebody, it ain't rocket science out here. It's as simple as saying "excuse me" to somebody, dog, that can determine whether you go home or die tonight. Just a simple phrase like that, dog. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, that's the determination. Like that could really determine if you go home tonight to your family, dog. Just a simple excuse me, because you don't know how goddamn crazy somebody is for real. You fuck around and elbow bump some goddamn body in the mouth because you ain't want to say excuse me. That motherfucker pull out a damn piece and blow your fucking brains out. Just that damn easy. All because you was too damn prideful to say excuse me to some damn body. See, I don't understand these logics these motherfuckers have. See, the real hood motherfucker, they got respect. I'm going to say that you know
yep.
what I'm talking about, you monster. Real hood motherfuckers
yep.
know what the hell respect is. And real hood motherfucker don't mind saying excuse me to some damn body. But then these little ignorant motherfuckers that think they hood and shit because they sell dope and wear a fucking red or blue flag on them. Them motherfuckers are the ones getting killed because they ignorant. Ignorance always
yep.
leads to death. That's what I always say.
Yep.
I'm going to shut
yep.
up, though. I'm
yep.
talking too damn much. I'm starting to ramble. You know what
I
mean? I'm going to shut up, though. But, yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, because usually, you know what I mean? Like you're saying with the ignorance, and usually the ones that are going around trying to do all the bullshit, let's keep it real. They're just bullies. You dig? They're bullies. Let's
yeah.
keep it 100 because a real straight – I met G's. I'm talking about some straight hardcore G's that you just don't want to fuck with. That ain't trying to fight nobody. You dig? He got too much
yeah.
shit going on. He got money to make. He ain't got time to be fucking around trying to wrestle with you.
Straight up.
You dig?
Straight
whatever,
up,
whatever, whatnot.
Yeah.
And some of the hardest – motherfuckers I ever met that used to go around, you dig, trying to punk motherfuckers, trying to bully people around. You know the type of motherfucker that killed them was the pussiest motherfucker on the block. Why? I'm gonna tell you bully something. You better get respect just by respect. Because once you get respect from another motherfucker because he fear you, he will kill you. You dig? Ain't nothing like scaring a motherfucker and thinking he ain't going to do shit to you. When you go at him, you're going to be going at him like, oh, this punk motherfucker, this motherfucker going to be looking at you like, I got to survive. Back a dog into a corner, see if he don't come biting out. A punk-ass dog, a cur dog, hit his ass in the corner twice, see if he don't bite back at your ass. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You dig some things
yeah,
that stimulate your mind.
Yeah, and that's why I want to have some real goddamn talk with these motherfuckers listening, dog. Like, cause I done came for these situations, bro. You ain't always gotta be hard. Like, matter of fact, you don't have to be hard. Period.
All you got to be is a grown motherfucker, dog, that's going to stand up for what's right. Dog. That's all the fuck you got to be out here. All that goddamn being a damn thug and the gangs and all that, yeah, you could be that cool, but just make sure that you all the way 1,000 about it. Don't halfway do it and then get, you know, then get shaken when somebody try to damn kill you or you get locked the fuck up because, you know, real gangsters know the business. They ain't mad at that at all. That's part of the game. I'm just saying, though, if you're going to be that shit out of the motherfucking way, bro, don't half-ass it and just be about it when it's good times. Be about that shit all the fucking way around. I'm about sick of these motherfuckers, dog, because you already know we monsters. 2015, dog, this the goddamn year. The fake gangsters right here. I'm telling you right now, dog, everybody is all for living like that while it's good damn times. But as soon as that goddamn shit go left, bro, now all of a sudden, damn, they don't want to be a part of it no damn more. See, I don't respect motherfuckers like that because anybody, any real motherfucker that live like that, dog, they accept every damn thing that come with that game, everything. Good, bad, ugly, all of it is mixed in one big pot, and they accept all of it. And those are the motherfuckers that got my utmost respect, dog, because that's what they really being who they are. But I don't like perpetrators, bro. I fucking hate them. I hate a perpetrator. Because, you know, you got to understand, dog, like 98% of the motherfuckers out here acting all goddamn crazy and then talking gangster and thugging and they'll beat you this and that. Those are like the biggest vaginas in the world. Literally. Right. Like, literally, bro, like, literally, if you went up to somebody like that, dog, that was talking all that shit, and you slapped the shit out of him, bro, I guarantee you. If you, matter of fact, if he was by his damn self and you went up there and slapped the shit out of him, I guarantee you, he'd be like, what'd you slap me for? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, but when he's with his goddamn boys and shit, oh, it's different. Now it's damn game time. Now you got to take an ass whooping from 30 motherfuckers. But see, that would separate the real from the fake right there. A fake motherfucker ain't gonna be jumpy when he's by his damn self. You know what I'm talking about? But see, me, hey, bro, you gonna have to, hey, 100 of y'all, hey, come on. I'm a back up in the goddamn corner. First motherfucker run up, getting a good damn uppercut, and then y'all gonna have to just beat my ass. I'm not running. I got this philosophy. Yeah, dog, because I got this damn philosophy, right? I was brought up like this. You know, as soon as you let one fucking human being goddamn scare you, now you don't belong to you no damn more, because at any damn point in time, that motherfucker can come around and goddamn make you do whatever the fuck he wants you to do because you fear him. So fear, I don't know that goddamn more. Only damn thing I fear is God, homie. Like any human down here, we all bleed the damn same. I don't fear nobody. Like literally. And it's not trying to be hard or nothing like that. It's just real life. Like, and there's a lot of people like out here like that, dog. Like, we don't fuck. Well, what I'm going to fear you for, motherfucker? You punch me in my damn nose, I bleed. I can punch you in your shit and make you bleed the same damn way. The fuck I'm going to be scared of that for?
Right,
like, come on,
man.
That makes sense to me. The rest of this shit don't make no fucking sense. But that makes perfect sense to me right there. You know, like, we can both die the same fucking way, dog. Like, I don't understand. Like, fear and love go hand in hand, like with emotion shit. But you gotta understand, dog, you ain't supposed to fear nobody but God, and you ain't supposed to love nobody but God. So at the end of the day, anything downhill is, hey, it's whatever. Like, I'm going through the motions right now. It's whatever downhill. This middle ground, you know what I'm talking about? This nothing. So we all gonna die any damn way. So what the fuck I look like dying, knowing that a motherfucker done damn punked me out? What the fuck I look like trying to go see Jesus? This dude pumped me out. Jesus is probably laughing at me because that dude got his ass beaten out of this shit. Never once. He stood there like a straight up G. What I look like going to see him and I done got punked out down here by some humans? What the fuck I look like? I refuse.
No way. That's what it do. Well, all right, well, damn. See, bro, when we get to talking, we don't spend much music. I'm just saying, bro. But that's what
my
it's all
bad,
about.
Man.
Hey, you helped me keep the talk in this radio, you did? Because without you, I'd be spinning my ass off. It is what it is. The show ain't the same when you talk to yourself. I'm just saying. anything you want to say before we get up out of here? Your J Dirty moment?
Yeah, dog, it's the same as it always going to be, dog. Y'all gonna get tired of me hearing this shit for long, dog. Like, fuck everybody, bro. Fuck my goddamn Instagram, fuck my Facebook, fuck my Twitter, dog. You want to find me, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. Now kiss ass and kick rocks, motherfucker. I don't like you no damn way. Leave you the fuck alone. Simple and plain. Y'all ready?
That's what it do. And there's your J Dirty moment. You don't like it, dust yourself off and kick rocks with a cell toe. You did. So, all right, that's what it do. I'm E-Monster. That's J Dirty. If you want to find me, personally, all you got to do is put in E-M-O-N-S-T-A in Google, and believe me, you'll get all kinds of shit that'll pop up. or just go to monstrousradio.com. So that's what it do. And I guess I have to drop this spot for y'all. If you have any concerns or complaints about the show, about the things me at Dre Dirty say, you dig, this is where you can go.
You can go to
www.thesenuts.com.
You scared me, man.
You scared me for a minute, bro.
I thought you were serious. God damn.
So, but you're going to have to wait for an email to come back because These Nuts is running for president. It is what it is. So check it out. This right here is Casino Roulette. This is called What If. This right here is a radio mix. I promised him I was spitting it this week on Twitter. So make sure y'all let y'all friends know and share and like the post. So that's what it do. I ain't got shit else to say. I'm out of here. Casino Roulette called What If. Radio version.
Let me hear you. What's up, baby? I got a couple questions for you. Like, what if? I mean, I just been sitting around thinking, like, tomorrow ain't promised. I need this today. But I need to know what if all this taken away, could I depend on you? I mean, I believe I can. I think I can. But what if?
What if I told you that a had a thing for you? What if I told you that a nigga had a ring for you? Would that make you feel something like you're kind of special? They can front all they want, but it don't get no better. What if they told you I was with a chick? Would you believe it? You got to know that them want to see you with me. What if a nigga had nothing, nothing? Would you still say you love me, love me? What if you had to make a few moves, hit the slab, make a grab? You know how I do. What if I had to catch a flight tonight? Would you call me on the phone or would you hit me on Skype?
What if?
You got to know the life I'm living ain't right. But I wouldn't trade for nothing because shawty, y'all paid the price. Late night moonlights when I shake the dice. If you with me, best believe you do what you like.
The lights go down, down, down. Could I still depend on you?
Just to be with me. If I was broke, would you elope just to say you're mine? Say you wanna be happy, well baby, so do I. What if I said I wanna kick it, would you pick me up? When I was down on, would you be my luck? What if the world was against me, would you hold me down? When I needed a friend, would you be around? Pretty face, nice shape, know the s*** on you. So fly, keep me hot like my arm worm. Inhale, exhale, let a n***. I can show you the world, shawty, just
me. The mics go down.
Still depend on you.